Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 17. Today is Saturday, May the 7th, 2016. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Hey, Stone, how are you?
I'm alive. It's all good. So good. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say it. So I'll say all the good stuff. I'm breathing.
Good things are good. We appreciate good things. And talking, well, look, great segue, because talking about good things is we are joined by the fabulous Rogue Slayer. Hey, Rogue Slayer.
Hello, Rogue Slayer.
Hey. How are you? Great. I'm doing awesome. Thanks for having me back on.
Oh, no, thank you for coming and having a chat with us again. We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So tell us, we'll get straight into, so what we're going to do, we're going to change things up a little bit, but we'll get straight into the chat with you, and then we're going to do the host chat, because it just makes sense.
It does.
But tell us, for what have you been up to since we last spoke to you? And I think we spoke to you episode 10. So it's been a little while, but what have you been up to?
Well, I've been doing lots of leveling and mostly my challenge tunes, my poor other tunes. Like, you know, maybe the ones that are on the account that I have my challenges on, maybe like I'll log on to the 100 I have Horde and 100 I have Alliance, and I'll do their garrison missions and mm-hmm. and then go on to my challenge tunes. I think of most note, I managed to get a challenge triptych, or trifecta, or hat trick.
Ooh.
Within two days. Actually, within 24 hours, it spanned 2 days. I managed to kill one of each.
Wow.
So the death march started with a little bit ironic. A level 48 gnome monk iron. She was out in Eastern Plaguelands and just grooved along because Touch of Death is just awesome. And I always save Touch of Death for when I want it, so I know it's ready. Yep. It's not on cooldown. Mm-hmm. And I had to go get Ixlar the Underlord. It's that big spidery looking thing that's surrounded by, you know, undead warriors and things. I jab, Touch of Death activates. I hit Touch of Death. It did it. It did Touch of Death. And Ixlar said, ha ha! Touch this! Boom!
What? Oh no!
I don't know. Touch of Death had no action on him. He did not die. But wow. I did. So,
you know, I've noticed that as well, that I've used it on my monk and it doesn't quite kill. It gets him close to death, but not enough sometimes.
I don't know. That's the first time that I haven't had just 100% success. And I must have been overconfident because I was just like, bam! It reminded me of, you know, I was in a fencing competition one time and my opponent felt she had gotten a touch in on me and she turned her back and started walking back towards the start of the mat. And I reached out and touched it with my foil. Got the point. So that's what happened to me, I think. I turned my back and walked away and he said, bam! So the same morning, I was like, okay, let's go over to Gorecrazed. This was a level 24 night elf hunter, bloodthirsty. Mm-hmm. And she was over in Stone Talon Mountains. And she got through those early things, and then she rode her way over to the mine. She got past the point where recently my PvP challenge tune that I had got ganked. Well, she got past the bridge because she wasn't PvP anyway, but she got over the bridge, and then there's that mine. So I was like, mm-hmm. I can take these orc peons, these peon mine workers. And I targeted the wrong one. The one that wasn't the one I wanted. And instead of just killing that one, I'm like, oh, that's not the one I wanted. Tab. And I targeted a different one that wasn't the one I wanted. And I did it again. So now three of them attacking my pet and me, and the pet's dead, and I'm going, oh my, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I tried to feign death, and it was too late, and she was dead. So I call that hubris and serial mistargeting. And so the next day, Joyful Vegan, my level 19 night elf, druid pacifist, and level 19 pacifist.
19.
Wow.
Yes. She was over in Darkshore, and yeah. I was overdoing that thing. Hey, Rem Travel, the foggy-headed dwarf, wants you to gather some items for him, and there's one of them that's in the water pit. And I was doing okay. I was prowling and going, hiding. And they're kind of busy in there. And I had a bad feeling, but I went it anyway. And I really shouldn't, because when I picked up the thing, and of course, then I come off a prowl and I tried to get out, and there's stuff underwater. And it's like, the reason you don't go swimming in the quarries, you're going to get stuck in the water. And, and I did, and they killed me.
Oh, no. Ouch.
Those, I think 19,
was that your highest pacifist, though? 19?
I believe you had it higher. I don't think I'm higher than that.
Good job, though. Good job on 19. That's amazing. As he was just saying that some mobs are immune, obviously we're talking about the touch of death, and Ferris Stella says the same thing with, interesting. How would you know?
I'm telling you now, kids, Ixlar the Underlord. Immune to touch of death. Make a note of it.
Well, I'm just over there currently with my iron, and I had that quest to go and take her down, and she's the hunter, but it took forever. And I'm looking at its health, and I'm going, its health isn't anything special, but it was like double. It was like, I was like, pew, 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 and you know, and getting the pet and putting last stand on the pet and all of that. But it seemed to take forever for something that would have been exactly the same somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I would have had it down in maybe, say, 5 shots. And this was like 10 to 15. Like, this took so much longer. So
it must have, like, Wonder Woman bracelets on all those legs.
Yeah.
So he's like, pew, pew, pewing, blocking all your shots or something.
Mm.
I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's your worst couple. That's your worst ones. Like, at three.
Yeah,
in
three.
Such
bam,
a short
bam,
time.
Bam.
Wow. and you just picked up. You know, you just picked it up, and you just kept going. Like, you just roll another one.
Start another one.
Keep going. Yep.
Oh. Okay. Moving on.
Nice. All right. Okay. Now, my next question that I've got for you is, what are your three main goals that you want to achieve in WoW before Legion arrives?
So I had to think about this because, of course, you know, I want to get the level, but can I really do that? August 30th. So I think I have my three goals are for the three kinds of tunes. I would like to get an iron to 80.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. I've gotten one to 61.
Yeah,
I think if I can, you know, get through health, we'll get up there, get to the Real Vibrant Peninsula, and get to 80, I'd be happy. Bloodthirsty, I'm thinking 60, and you might see a theme here: pacifist to 40. so that's what I hope are my. I'm going to have to work for it, but I think they're achievable goals.
Yep. Okay. No, that's very reasonable. Good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. We will be watching with bated breath to see how you go with that. All right. Now, is there anything else specific that you want to tell us about your adventures so far? And then we'll go right into your weeks.
Sure. So it used to be all about the rogue. You know, stealth and everything, but I found recently that the Night Elf Druid combo is also really good, and I think I'm actually leaning more towards the Druid combo because you get at level 6 you get the cat form, which is a faster run. You can turn into it while you're in combat, and you also have prowl, which you're hiding, combined with the shadow meld. It's like shadow meld and stealth. So it's pretty awesome. And then you get the running actual travel form, which is a lot faster and is an instant one. So plus entangling roots is just awesome for when you want to gather that herb. You just target the guy. They sit there and maybe they haven't even aggroed on you, but sometimes if they have, they're just like, come back here, you kids. You take the herbs and run away. So I think that's pretty good. And the Draenei starting zone has been really cool for my pacifists. Once you get up to like level 4 or 5, maybe a little higher, even if you aren't Draenei, there's a lot of quests there that you can do as a pacifist. A lot of go get me some of these, go talk to this guy, go get some of those. Yep. Go gather some leaves and spy on the traitor.
Okay. I've just thought of another question, just as you were talking. So before we go into what you've been up to, but what combination? Now, I know you've tried lots of different combinations with doing, your irons, your bloodthirsties, and your pacifists. And with saying that, and so I want to expand on that, but what's been your combinations that you find work for you with doing your Iron Man and also doing a bloodthirsty? So are you going to stick with the ones that have just lost, RIP, or have you got a better combination that you want to work with?
Now, usually when I kill one off, I will move to something different. Just to do something different. Okay. Hunters, of course, are just, I use those a lot because they just go. But I really like my paladin on my irons and my bloodthirsties. Although I've been doing a warrior bloodthirsty recently, and she's doing pretty good. She hit 29 today. Grinding it out in Duskwood. But I would say paladin and hunter are sort of my comfort for those. Mm-hmm. And then again, the druid. I do have a druid bloodthirsty, and she kicks some butt, too. She can take on tunes that are her own level and more than one. She's, I think she's like 15, maybe. Her name is Spatters.
Nice. I found with my bloodthirsty, she's now 31, and I'm finding it's a struggle to, she's just taking so much more damage, but when I go into bear form, she doesn't, I can't kill anything very, very fast. So I've been killing, I basically need to kill stuff, like 3 or 4 levels lower, which is fine, right. But it's just slow going. So Spatters. I kind of went, druid, maybe I should not have picked druid for the bloodthirsty, but yes. We'll see. I'll keep going till I kill her.
Spatters, I just looked her up. She's actually level 23 right now. She's been building up the rest of XP, so I haven't played her in a little bit. But yeah, I actually very rarely shift her into bear. I usually just do a couple of the distance spells in her warger or her stand-up form, and then go right into cat and just whack, 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 and they're dead.
Maybe I need to try that. Maybe I should do that, because normally I go into, prowl, and then, then come out with whatever it is, thrash or swipe or whatever.
My rotation is I throw the solar flare or whatever it is at, and then I throw the moonlight one, and then I hit a healing one on myself, and then I switch into cat. So that way, when I go into cat, I've got it, because that healing is over time. So that way, while I'm fighting, it's healing me up, and it works pretty well.
Okay, so thank you.
Unless you have any new spontaneous questions.
No, that was it. Thank you.
Okay, so this week, this has been pacifist week. I am running four pacifists right now.
Wow, you're doing a Thule. This is awesome.
And I've been running them all week. I've really been taking the whole rested XP thing to heart. Yep. Except that this week was Dark Moon Fair, so I wanted to get them up to where they could actually go to the Dark Moon Fair and have it do things. Mm-hmm. But I sort of split how I'm doing them. So I have my two, Joyful Vegan and Compassiona. These are like, I look at them, they're like my vegan tunes. They don't do whatever they need to do to try to reduce any kind of violence. So like they do cooking, but they'll only cook like spice bread. And they'll only run cooking quests that don't involve going and killing things. They don't do fishing or anything like that. And they'll, oops, pulled my headphones right off my head. They'll, they'll only eat, you know, fruit and bread. So, but then I have these other two, pacifist-ish and sorta packs. And I looked at them as more like plant-based diet tunes. You know, they don't want to kill anything. They're not going to eat anything that's animal things. But, you know, if they have to go run some errands for somebody and they're, like, down with the fish, they're cool. So they're doing fishing and cooking to the fullest extent allowed by the rules. Basically, if it's allowed by the rules, these two are doing it.
Nice.
And it is kind of cool doing those dailies. It's awesome. So Joyful Vegan is level 10. Compassiona, I've got her up to 12. Pacifist-ish, I killed her this afternoon at level 11. So I rolled her again. I've got the new one up to 2. I had to put her away. I actually, like I say, I tried to mix it up and do different things. So I rolled a troll druid. It's just it's just driving me crazy, these low levels. And I'm just, you know, ore and herbs. And I had to take a break. So I took her away. And then I have Sword of Pax. She's level 10. But nice. A couple of these were Blood Elves. I sold the Blood Elf Rogue Starter Vest, the Lookout's Vest, 350 gold.
Nice.
I sold that for. And then I thought, is this a fluke? I sold another one for 332 gold.
What?
Score!
Ching-ching!
I will never just like vendor those ever again. Then I think my last thing of note was that when I was fishing, I had pacifist-ish, fishing right at Eversong Woods, right over where that teacher is, that goes and has you punish his two students, that little pond there. She caught a 15-pound med snapper within her first 10 casts.
What?
And then she caught another one in Bloodhoof Village while she was doing the fishing daily. Cool. And then I killed her off at level 11, so yeah, there you go.
Oops.
I think the 15-pound mud snapper was the last one I needed for that achievement. You know, the Omni, whatever it is, right?
Yeah, well, she got two. But then I have them all in resting mode. I've got them all up to where they could go to the Darkmoon Fair. The vegan ones haven't done the cooking at the Darkmoon Fair yet. They have to really slowly. The only way they can really level their cooking now is by doing a daily that's non-violent. It'll take a couple months.
I was going to say, are you going to allow them to do the cooking one at Dark Moon Fair? Because you've got to do the crunchy.
Thank you. You're right. They won't. Why am I even bothering? They won't do that daily.
That's right.
Thank you. I can stop worrying about it.
Because I was like, you're going to be toasting frogs up. That might not be good.
Nope. They just go and they do their other stuff. So when I put them all away in resting this afternoon, I was running my warrior, like I said, through Duskwood. Yep. This is my warrior Bloodthirsty. And I got her up to level 29. So that was she was just at a level 28. So I got her up a whole level today. And then, you know what, that mine where you're fighting the worgen, they periodically turn you into a worgen. I was like, oh, a worgen. So when I finished with her, I went and started a worgen hunter, Iron Man. After doing all these pacifists and the Bloodthirsty, I needed just some unlimited, I just need to go do quests and I need to be able to kill whatever I want and do.
Yep.
So I got her up to, she's like level 9 now. Nice. So that was pretty cool. And then, I guess that's been a week. I put her away and I came and set up the podcast.
Awesome. Oh my gosh, what an awesome week. That's so busy. And commiserations for your losses this week,
My trifecta.
I know. Wow. That's just amazing.
I think people on Twitter got a little sick of me posting my, this one's dead. Yeah, this one's dead.
No, I missed them all. I mustn't have seen them. because I would have been, no. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your week. That was very good. And I can't wait to see how you go with your four pacifists to my fingers are crossed for you. But Tully's really good at pacifists. Ask him if you need hints. But let's go on. Stone, what have you been up to? What's been happening?
How about we do your part and I'll go last? Just because.
Okay.
Just mixing it up.
I need to buy time.
Okay. All right. Well, I can go next then. Lita, what have you been up to? Oh, well, let me tell you what I've been doing. So I have been running my Night Elf Hunter, so my Iron Night Elf Hunter, Iron Lita. And she was 43 last week, and I've got her up to 48. I've just played her, like, I've just been questing, go. So I was in Dusk Wallow, and I did some quests down in Mudsprocket, which was good because I've kind of forgot about Mudsprocket. So I was like, Mudsprocket, there's stuff to go and kill, which was good. And then I went down 1,000 Needles, and I hit 45 in 1,000 Needles, which was cool. I went and got my new gear because I was like, I need my new gear. And then I went and hit Tanaris, which was probably a little tight, as in they were yellow mobs, so probably shouldn't, but I figured I'd go get the flight path. And I did the startup quest, so, you know, where you got to go and kill the big giant dudes walking around in the water. And I started on the basilisk and the the fire rocks, so the birds, so they weren't too bad. And then I went, you know what, I will go back to Eastern Plagueland. So I finished in Tanaris at about 46 and went back over to Eastern Plaguelands, and I got a new bow, so it's gray, but I don't care. It was like a massive upgrade.
Nice. So
from my 32 bow, that was the vendor, I think it was the vendor bow that I had, and I picked up a new bow that's gray that was doing like 10 more damage. I was so excited.
I was like, oh my god,
this is, it's like Christmas. It was so exciting. So I've been over in Eastern Plaguelands, and I haven't done all the quests. There was a couple I left because they were a little bit dicey, and my gut said, I was not feeling good about it. So I went, okay, I'm going to, you know, not do this one. And then I did have a one that I did do, and I had that awful moment when things went really, really bad and I got hit and dropped down to the one in Tanaris, you know, where you do the balloon? Rogue Slayer, you will remember the balloon.
Yes, I do remember the balloon.
Okay, the balloon, yes. And I thought, the balloon, no, I'm sure it gives me a parachute. I'll be fine. And I went and did the shoot, send out the rescue things, blah, blah, blah. And as I'm coming back and I'm like, okay, I've finished the quest, and I'm looking at as she's flying and like heading to Gadgetstone, I'm like, there's no parachute on her back. This is not good. And sure enough, she fell. And I'm just looking at my screen going, no, she's gonna die. 5% health.
I think that's actually the way it's designed.
I've
always done that. I've always survived. But it always drops you just barely enough.
I know I've been killed in that quest. I know I have done it on an iron and I got killed, and I know I've done it normal. And it was only after that I realized and went, hang on. I know I've done this quest and I know I died on one of them, but I can't remember. It was ages ago and I can't remember if like there's been some changes, but my poor little heart nearly had heart failure. And I'm just looking at the screen knowing that there was nothing I could do. I didn't, you know, it's not like she had got some of the gliders or anything to help her, you know, through either buying them or getting them from what is it, from the Blingtrons or anything like that. And I was just falling, and my heart was like, she's gone. Like, I think that was at 45, and I thought she was, that was it. And yeah, when she pulled up, like when she hit, and you know, for me, my screen flashes red. When she takes damage, my whole screen flashes. Mm-hmm. And so I've just gone, and I was waiting for the big, you know, you have died, to come up. And I'm just going, no, no, she's alive. And
it was like,
hit bandage. I like hit bandage so fast. I have never moved my mouse so fast in all my life. And I was like, get some health on her. Like, and I was like, run back into the inn. I was like sitting there going, oh, and I was literally breathing, just like hyperventilating, just going, oh my God, oh God, I thought she was dead. So that was probably the scariest moment. But
you take
Easton,
her back to the inn and tuck her into a little ball of cotton.
Oh, just about. And I was like, okay, you know, after I did a couple of the other things, I was like, this is pushing it too much. And it was kind of also like, Tanaris just stopped with the quest. Like, I did the basic stuff out of Gadgeston, and then there was nothing. So I was like, okay, well, I think it's a little bit too, you know, I'm pushing it too close to level. So I'll go over to Eastern Plaguelands. And Eastern Plaguelands set up being really good because it was back down to kind of being green. And started off, you know, going through the towers, and there was a couple of quests that I was like, no, I'm not going to do them. They're going to be way not good. But I did do, I had to do the Red Path quest down in Darrowshire, you know, to get the dolly, and that one always. Yep. I miss the original quest, though. I really miss the original quest of that back in. I miss the fact that they changed that. And, yeah, they made it way easier. But I remember still doing that quest originally, and how much that original quest hits you so hard in the feels. So I got through all that. She's over in Light Hope's Chapel, and I've got a couple other quests, but I did get some information. Marg Hunt sent me a message and said, you know, don't forget Fellwood's really good. So I think when I'm done that, I'll head over to Fellwood, and because Fellwood's pretty streamlined in the questing.
Yep.
So you can just, you know, start from the bottom and basically go all the way up. So I think I'll go Fellwood and then hopefully be ready to go into Winter Spring from there. So we'll see how we'll go. But I mean, that's the only thing that I've done other than Children's Week. Children's Week's the only other thing I've done. But I've not looked at any other challenge tune because I've just been pushing my Hunter, pushing it through the rested, and I just being keep going. And you know what? Questing again is just, it's like, oh, that's right, there's this quest, and oh, that's right, there's this one. And you know, it's just interesting to see it from a different perspective each time. Mm-hmm. So really, really enjoying it, which has been good. So yeah, so that's pretty much been my week, which has been a lot of fun. And awesome. Yeah, which is going good. But Children's Week has been crazy, because, you know, flawless battle stones. What else can I say? do I need to say anything else? Really? Really? Okay. So Stone, how are you going? Are you ready? Would you like to have a chat?
Yeah, we'll give her a go. So we were thinking about doing a new podcast about baking cakes. And basically, you know, because I don't know anything about it, and my wife does. My wife is very, yep, very good at it. So she's baking a cake right now. We were going to do a podcast based on her knowing stuff and me being, and asking really dumb questions, which I think it would be funny. But I don't know if she's going to go for that or not.
I actually listen to a podcast that's similar to that right now, only it's not really focused on cakes. It's focused on vegan cooking.
Oh.
It's teaching Jasmine how to cook. vegan. But it is. Cool. She does that. You know, that she has people who know how to cook, and she just asks all the questions, like, is there a difference between baking soda and baking powder? All the questions.
And does it run for a while? Or, like, does it run, like, a half an hour show or an hour show? Or
It's like an hour.
Okay. Interesting.
There you go. Okay,
so if you hear sounds, it's cake sounds. So I did get to play Iron Tunes. I'm going to keep my focus on just Irons, and because all my other WoW stuff is on our other podcast. So Irons, I got, you know, I killed my mage off a while ago and I decided to re-roll. So we got that little dude up to level 10. I actually did get to do some streaming for once. This week has been pretty good for me to not have the kids around and being able to actually not have anything to do during the day and just be able to stream. So I don't know. If you see me drop, just leave me be. It's okay.
It's like a little bit of restaurant noise in the background. Like you're podcasting from a coffee shop and you're not even near the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah. You're a hipster. Plate.
Get the plate.
That's it. That's what it is.
I was able to actually get online and stream some stuff on Twitch. Bless you. And so I got my druid up from 27, which is the character that I'm streaming right now on the fourth panel there, from 27 to level 30. And I got my hunter, which I thought was higher for some reason, but maybe it died and I don't remember. So when I logged into it, it's only level 12. I'm like, okay, I don't remember that, but sure. So I went through all the rest XP and got to 17. And that was pretty much it for the iron. So I did spend a lot of time just kind of blowing through rest XP and hitting certain levels, right? So for the other thing I did stream was testing the challenge add-on. So it's like the worst kept secret, I guess. And, so we are making a new challenge and it's about raiding, and, we are so close to having it good to go that, I mean, I can smell it. I'm very excited about it. So, we did do some testing and stuff like that. More details on what it's actually going to be about, like the full rules. We already have the full rules. We're going to be using a guild, the two fellows that actually brought this to me. We're going to be using them to test it out, and we're going to actually have them on the show when we're good to go. So the only other thing this week that I thought I should mention is, you know, my car repair. So it's just like, you know, I budget. I'm very, you know, last year we went over budget intentionally. Because I figured my first BlizzCon would probably be my last one, and that's going to be it. Health is still good, so we budgeted firmly to be able to go to the Minnesota Movie Meetup that's run by Well Played Party, and that's in June. That's coming up in like a month, and BlizzCon, and I budgeted. My car has decided to be like, nope. So for whatever reason, you know, this year we are going over, and we've paid right now after taxes we paid $1,700 and it's still not running. So we managed to get a free tow over to our local guy, and he's gonna have a look to see whether it's worth it to even bother, because the original mechanic thinks it's the head gasket and I don't believe him. So if my guy says yes, then and if it's the head gasket on the engine,
I thought he said that it was something else.
He said it's the water pump to me. He told the towing company who called him to verify the car was there that it was the head gasket. So I have a feeling he was going to charge me to try out the pump, and then charge me to put in the head gasket. And you have to replace a head gasket on your car, just throw it away. Okay, your car is done. It's finished.
Unless you're like me and you have a nephew who's a mechanic.
Where do you live?
And comes
because
picks up our cars and takes them to the shop. He kept it for like 2 weeks to work on it on time, but he repaired the. It's like having a whole new car.
Can you come up across the border and I will We've got a extra room. We've got we've got everything. We will feed you. Just bring them up, please. So yeah. I kind of have a feeling he overpriced things. And I think one of the things was when I went in there to go pay, he knocked off $200 because I feel bad, man. Those were his words. I feel bad, man. And I'm like thinking, okay, so you knocked off $200. I am a pessimist. I'm cynical. I try not to be, but I immediately think the worst. So why is he doing it? Why is he doing that? The first thing I think of, well, he feels bad because he overpriced me. And he sees that my health is not good. And now he's like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to knock off, you know. And I don't know if that's true. So that's why I don't want to say his name or anything like that. You know, I'm not going to talk about anything like that. It's just, you know, that. But that's me, right? So I don't know if that's true or not. It's just my crazy brain. So otherwise, yeah, we're still in our rental car.
Okay.
And we're driving a Nissan, what is it? A Versa Note. It's not a bad little car, but you can't really go grocery shopping with it. I mean, and get it full up, right? Because we were driving around a Chrysler Sebring, right? And it's got trunk space, and you know, it's a mid-size family car. I mean,
I go grocery shopping in my Mini Cooper.
Which is awesome.
It's a convertible. I load the groceries up, I put the top down, and then I can put all the groceries in, and then I put the top back up again. I also took it camping. That was awesome.
Interesting. Love that. So that's basically my week. So basically, I am still going to go to the movie meetup and BlizzCon.
Awesome.
And the only reason is that the flights are paid for. And the flights are non-refundable. I did get insurance on it in case they had to cancel and then I have to rebook or something. So I'm not worried about that part. But I think if I go to go refund it, I'm gonna be out, right? So to me, that would be throwing away cash already. And I feel like we've already kind of thrown away cash on the car right now, especially if we can't get it to run, that it's done. Oh, he also killed the battery too, because like we couldn't get the car to start, and it's like, oh man, I think you need a boost, man, and it was like immediate, like he knew it was dead, like he did it, and it was just, you know.
So he knocked $200 off the price for not fixing your car and killing your battery,
and there's a big massive dent in the rear fender of the car, which we know 100% was not there when we had it towed there. So when the tow guy actually left it there, we looked at the car. We've got little nicks and stuff like that, and that's fine. But this is completely different. So when we showed him it, man, the scratches, that's on me, man. I'm like, no, not the scratches. Those scratches I'm completely fine with, because that's us. This was not us, guaranteed. And he goes, oh man, that was not me, man. Which is how he talks. So that's why I'm going to talk like that. So, and Lita's heard him on the phone while.
Yeah.
So,
I was party to that. We were taking screenshots.
Jeez, man. And, I don't think it's worth it, man.
It sounded like it was like from Chicho Chong.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what it came across. And I was like, Santa Stone, I'm like, is he high? Like, really? It just sounds like he's not with it. So I did wonder. But anyway.
So I know it's not iron related. But the only reason why I brought this up is that just to say, you know, yeah, I'm still going to go because throwing away money, I don't want to do that. I don't know what I would do. I'd lose my mind. Which I'm
no
almost
one have
there.
Fun.
Almost That's there. Amazing. Yeah. So I know I pretty much means that next year not going to happen unless for some reason I can do it like super cheap, like
worry about that dirt later. Cheap.
Well, right. So so like this year I'm going to be living it up, I guess, as much as I possibly
suck the
can.
Out of this BlizzCon.
Absolutely. That's a show title right there.
Suck the marrow out of BlizzCon.
Yep.
So that was my week, and it's still ongoing.
Well, I'd say great week, but...
So, you know what? Actually, I do have to say sorry to somebody. We were talking on the forums, and Brittle Iron made a comment, and I took it the wrong way, just because I've just been in a foul mood, and I was like, really, man? Like, come on, dude. And he's like, you know, I was just kind of joking around, and I'm like, sorry. I'm sorry. Like, I was Brittle. I'm totally sorry. And I already typed it to him and all that stuff, so, you know. But it's just because I've been in a foul, like, just everything. So if I've done something, sorry. But really sorry, because... Really, you know, it's not about you. It's me being in a bad place. So trying not to be healer can be difficult, but
it can.
We will get over this.
There's been lots of stuff going on, so we will, you know, get over this. You'll get through it, and you know what? This is what we're here for, you as your friends, and to give you a kick up the backside when you need it, which is what I get to do every now and again, which is awesome.
Yay.
And I like to do that, don't I? Really?
See, I'm happy now because we're You're doing happy. This. Hey, somebody's blocking my webcam. Or my webcam.
Not
my,
me. My not me. I'm cam. Not even
What's
there.
What's going on? Oh, it's
All right, let's keep going with our news. Oh, hang on. Yeah,
Wait,
news
can I do
in
it?
The world.
Can I do it?
Yeah, go for it.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita Ann Stone.
We need to take that. Can we make that a soundbite?
I can find it.
Every single time.
Okay.
Or else we get Rogue Slayer in to do that every single That was awesome. Yay! Loved it. All right, let's do news in the World of Warcraft. And what have we got? Movie meetup. Well-played party.
So I know it's not really World of Warcraft, but it is Warcraft. So the well-played party is happening June 10th. That's the June 10th is what? The Friday, right? So the movie's coming out June 10th. We are going to be there. There's stuff going on from February. Wow.
There has been stuff going on since February. That's correct. You're not wrong there.
Wow. Okay. There we go.
June 10th is a Friday. Yes.
So June 10th is a Friday.
The movie until the 16th.
Okay. I heard Australia got it first.
No,
so I don't know why you're getting it last.
I just went on the website and it says coming on the 16th of June.
Okay.
So I went, what? That's like a week later. Awesome. Spoilers. Yeah. Thank you.
I will not. I will never spoil.
All week with
I'm not going to be talking to anyone.
You're not going to. You're going to have to not watch the stream.
I'm going to shut down my social media for that. I'll be like, no.
Absolutely. Sure.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's not going to happen. But anyway. Sorry. Yes.
There is a well played party. It's in Minnesota. From what I understand, they were sold out. However, I think Jules mentioned that two people just backed out, so there might be two tickets left. Try to go on Eventbrite, or actually, you can go to wellplayedparty.com and go see if you can get a ticket or two. Brittle Iron and his wife are coming along. They are two people that play the Iron Man Challenge quite a bit. And I'm just wondering if there's going to be other people there that do the Iron Man Challenge or any of the other ones that are going to be there. Because what I am actually planning on doing is brief streams throughout the weekend and then doing a live stream, hopefully if it works from my phone, which there's some app that will stream to Twitch that is like, wow.
We're gonna try it. See.
Yeah, we're gonna try. I'm not sure if it's actually gonna work.
If that's not working, do a Periscope.
Will Periscope record it? Will
What's that?
Periscope record it?
Yeah, yeah. You can have it recorded on your phone. Mm. I've recorded them and then I've just posted up the video to YouTube.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right. Completely forgot about Periscope. That's awesome. Thanks.
I think Lita went on a walk with me in the park one day.
I did.
Oh, cool.
I did. It was awesome because I was like right there talking to Rogue Slayer as she's walking around. It was fantastic. So Periscope,
Periscope, I will check that out too. Okay. Just looking at the chat room, Thule will be there as well. We are actually going to be in the same house together. A fellow by the name of Softy has actually offered up his house to us for free, which, I mean, we have to bring something to him. I don't know what I'm going to bring. I don't know what I'm going to get, but maybe I'll buy him a beer or two or something. So that helps too without having to pay for a room and
that's
all that
great.
Kind of stuff, right? Yeah. So we've got Thule there, Brittle, myself. Hopefully there will be other people that can make it. It's going to be a fun time.
So let us know.
Yeah,
let,
it's going to be 150
you know,
people.
Write into the show and let us know so Stone can organize to meet up with you, which would be awesome. Because, I mean, if we can get that recorded and, you know, get for you to have a chat with some people live. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing, is having a short 30-minute impromptu show live there at the hotel on Saturday night when we should all be done and hanging out and chilling out.
Nice.
And so I believe I'm Pat Crane is doing something too. Oh, don't cry.
I'll be crying because I've still got to wait for a whole week.
Hey, boo! Thule gets it on the 27th of May.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
And Stormaria 1 says the 30th of May. What? Really?
They're in Europe.
Okay, so we get it last.
They're special.
I'm future girl and I get it last. How does that work?
Oh my goodness.
Jeez. I don't know.
All I can say is I want one of those gold star villages in my neighborhood. So I can just go hang out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see what I posted in Canada? Yeah. So I found this video of they had Robert Krasowski, who plays not Juratar, the other one.
Gorgrim.
He did a walkthrough of the Lion's Pride Inn. And it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god, that was awesome.
Even the artwork on the walls
was fantastic. Awesome. Yeah, it's I can't wait, so excited. Anyway, it's getting closer,
so that's it.
It's like, listen,
it's gonna be about a month.
Wow, remember when it was like 18 months away or 14 months when they first announced it.
Yeah.
Which was, I was like, oh my God, it's forever. Yeah. That's amazing. Okay. Rogueslay, do you want to do a bumper for the next one? Because you're so good at...
So good at bumpers?
She's so good at making noises.
Oh.
And now, site news!
That's so good. Awesome. All right. So let's talk about Bloodthirsty Quests Allowed Revision. What?
Okay. So we're going to be going over... basically, we allowed 300 quests to characters because we knew that we wanted to allow them to get into the expansion zones, right? And, you know, in Warlords, you have like 50-some-odd quests. Missa Pandaria. I know you really only need to do like two, but we figured, you know, we'd want you to be able to get into the Panda Village there, and have the portal open. So what we're actually going to do is that we found that there are some folks that are taking advantage of it a little bit too much. So where it's not intended to be how you're supposed to level up. Basically, the Bloodthirsty, you would think, it's about killing to grind up. However, it is actually more about doing as few quests as you can and finding other ways. So if you do missions, let's say if you were to do get treasures, okay, that's okay. That won't count as a quest. One thing that just as an aside, if you do the pop-up, what is going on? The pop-up quests, In Warlords, you know how it says, oh, you have to kill like 5 things and 10 things and then you'll get
the
extra XP.
Objectives.
Yeah. Okay. So those actually count as quests. And from what I understand, quite a few of them. So my advice would be to just keep away. We actually have a discussion on the forums about how many quests are required by expansion. And whether or not, and by race. So, Worgen, we know, from what I understood, you need 86 quests to get out of there.
Wow!
So do we allow that, you know, or do we just say, well, Worgen are not going to be allowed in the challenge just because they're going to be able to, they're going to have too many quests? We don't know. So I think right now, as it is, we were going to bump down the required, the maximum allowed quest from 300 to 150, and it won't matter if you're Death Knight, won't matter if you're Worgen, anything like that. There are ways around things to get into certain zones without having to do quests. For instance, getting into Warlords, you don't actually need to do the quest. You can go to Timeless Isle, into the cave, and click the fire, and off you go. Yeah. And you don't have to do any quests, right? So if we go forward with this, the characters that are already created, you know, I'll put code into grandfather them. Mm-hmm. However, anything that's created new would still be held to the 150 rule, and that's going to be flat. So if you have an opinion, let us know. Best thing to do, to be honest, would be to post it on the forums in the thread. It should be there. You'll see it. It should be in the general category. General discussion area. So
So we're basing it on 150 max.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I don't know about you, Rogue Slayer, but I know for me, I try very hard not to do any quests. So
yeah, I think it's for Bloodthirsty, that is my I don't do any quests. I'm just keeping those until I cannot proceed any further without doing this quest, which I assume will come somewhere in Mists, probably. But yeah, because I hear various people saying, oh, well, just do this because it's so worth it. But it's not the spirit of the challenge.
So
I double checked mine today, and she has 41, and those are still the ones that I get when I log in.
Okay. All righty. Now, Stone. Walks for ALS.
Okay. So
what's happening with that?
As we've talked about before, this is something that I am afflicted with. I do have this. I'm lucky that it is not as progressive as it usually is in most people. So for me, it progresses very slowly. However, it does affect my day-to-day life. I am going to be walking. We've decided I'm actually not going to be doing the walk. I'm going to be actually helping out with the group. So my wife and everybody else on our team is going to be doing our walk, and I'm going to help the walk people hand out shirts, hand out all kinds of stuff. But I am banging the desk. I am trying to raise money. I set a goal for $500 because I don't know what I can. I'm not sure how much I can get. So far we've raised $125. We've created a URL called als.wowchallenges.com, and if you go there, it will actually take you immediately to my Walk for ALS page. If you want to give anything, great. You're not required to. Anything you give would be fantastic. I will be doing... I'm going to be trying to do a 24-hour live stream.
What?
I don't know if that's going to... I don't know what's going to happen. I think I might be in trouble. I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but I'm going to give her a go. And I'm going to do it on, I was going to do it tomorrow, but then, starting at 4 o'clock this morning. And then I'm like, oh, I can't do that. It's Mother's Day. So a happy Mother's Day for people that are listening to this on Sunday. So yeah, I'm like, I can't do that. So we're going to do it on Sunday, May the 15th, starting at 4 a.m. Eastern, go all the way through to Monday morning and see what we can get. I'll probably be running a lot of Iron Tunes, maybe my blood through. Actually, I'll probably go through each one and run and go through all of their rest XP or until they die. Excuse me.
Yeah. Which will probably become more frequent as that 24 hours goes on.
I think I'm going to do the irons early because I don't want to lose them. Right? I don't know. Okay, so well, that would
make sense.
So I'm going to be doing mount runs, probably some Overwatch during the day on Sunday. I will be raiding with Convert to Raid. So that's going to be fun because that's 4 hours of stuff. I'm not sure how that's going to go with the language. Just so that you know, during those 4 hours, there might be some language there. And on Sunday night, I guess you'll see kind of behind the scenes of a podcast too. So, because I'll be doing recording the Richter scale on that night. So it'll be interesting to see, I guess, behind the scenes a little bit. Yeah. Hopefully it won't do me in. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm not really
Well, you
sure.
won't know unless you give it a go. So yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
So 15. So a week from tomorrow. From 4 a.m. I figured 4 a.m. would be a good time to start because then at least on Monday morning at 4 a.m. I can stop and still deal with the kids going to school on Monday and all that kind of stuff. And then I can come home
when
the kids
are
in school and then I'm not going. Night nights.
Same night. Time to sleep. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. The next part is blank. It's just, okay. Stone throws down the gauntlet. I'm a bit scared. There's nothing
all right, written, it's
people.
close
it's
enough. Okay.
Right. So, what was that? That was you throwing down the gauntlet. Okay.
That's me throwing down the gauntlet. All
right. Right. All right. Throwing down the towel. Mm-hmm.
I'm throwing it out there that I can beat you in a race to level up my Iron Man. I can get farther than you. Pretty sure I'm pretty good. So it's my challenge to you that I'm going to be able to beat you. Give me like a month, right? Like if we run, okay. I we talked about this and you're like, we should do this. I'm like, yeah. But I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think it's time to kick your butt a little bit. So you're taking it very good too, and maybe I'm not just doing this right. Anyway, so
right. So you're throwing down the gauntlet to me. This is just you and me.
Well, you know what? It's not just to you. It's going to be open to everyone. What we're going to do is that we're going to open it up so that the character, let me go look at the page. I actually have it right now. If you go on our website and go to challenges, to contests. Yeah, Lita looks really scared with her red eyes and hood.
No, okay. That's me glaring through the screen going, what are you doing?
Going, bring it.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for it. I'm doing the rock where he's, you know, like his hands out and he's got his, you know, fingers turned up just going, bring it.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it, buddy. Whatever it is, bring it.
Why is
but you have to have one eye my eyebrow arched.
Yeah, I'm doing that, but my other finger is arching the eyebrow because I can't do it.
Oh, my. Why
does
is
not
this
look pretty?
Okay, that's not working.
What have you done?
I don't know why. I'm trying to add the actual page to screen capture. Why can't I do it? It was there. No, I want to do that.
Well, it's there. WoW Challenges Leveling Contest.
Okay, well, okay. We're just going to read it based off of the website.
Okay.
Okay, so basically it's open to everyone. All right. Okay. It's open to everyone. Some people have found out about it before because I guess I left it up there on purpose just to see if anybody would know. And somebody made a post saying, how, you know, do I enter? And it's like, I didn't put a way to enter yet. So the rules are basically you have to enter your character at level 10. So you can't enter it in at level 11 or 12 or you know, it's got to be level 10.
Right.
It can have rest XP. Right now, the contest leveling date says May the 7th through June the 30th. So it's about a month and a bit. I'm actually going to change it to May the 10th. So we're going to start it. When's May the 10th? Like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Today's the 7th, yeah.
Yeah. Tuesday.
So,
yeah, me. So,
yeah, so
it's the 8th today.
Yeah, it's going to be Tuesday. So,
oh, I was just going on to make my character right now.
You can, and this, like, is what I'd say. Make your character right now. Go and log out in and in. Get rest XP, all that stuff. Or actually, you can level it up to 10 right now. Go to an inn and get rest XP so that on May 10th, you can,
we just, you can put irons, your character. I'm assuming.
We are only doing irons.
Okay.
So the rules are you can't,
not,
in order to,
what?
In order to win, you must never died. You must be green flagged. We are not going to allow death knights or hunters. The hunters part I was kind of, you know, because Brittle Iron made the comment. It's like, well, now you're just going to have a contest full of hunters trying to level up. It's like, yeah, that's true. And that's why I kind of said, yeah, let's not do hunters because everyone's going to go for a hunter. I mean, there might be a few that won't, but I kind of thought, And the reason why I said no death knights is because we want to go from 10 and up, and death knights are, you know. So, so when you add your character, you must click opt in, and you must give me a contact email so that I can reach you if you win. You will be presented with those options when you go to add your tune. As of May the 10th, the new fields will pop up, and as you're going to enter in all your other info, you would also be able to enter in the opt-in stuff and all that. So basically, the highest level of all of those contest characters that meet those rules will win. Rule number 6 here is the caveat that myself and Lita will have the right to revise the rules if they're not fully clear. So if there's something that's not clear, we'll change the rules, but it's only going to be done to make sure that it's like super duper clear. Although I think it's pretty clear. Hey, Tail.
and can I also name mine Lita Will Win?
And you're, well, when I'm you wake up, you can let me know if that works out okay. So the other thing is that the winner is going to be up to the sole discretion of myself and Lita. So if we find for any reason somebody's kind of tried to cheat or something, we're going to say no. Okay. Now from May the 10th to June 30th, I don't think anybody's going to be able to get up into the parts where you can, you know, use those boosts and all that stuff. Although with Dark Moon Fair around, you know, I'm kind of a little bit worried about that stuff. So Lita and I will have final say on anything that looks fishy. But again, it's only for if things look, so just try to level as, fairly as you can. And, the gauntlet's been thrown, and, basically the winner will be able to win a WoW game card or a mount or two pets from the store. And just as a note, some pets are not, you can't gift them, like the Argus goat pet. You can't gift that for some reason. Yep. I don't know why.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. So you'll be able to see the ladder or the table of characters on the test page. Mm-hmm. And that will start, I guess, May 10th.
Okay.
So May 10th, you'll go to Iron Man, you go to the WoW Challenges.com website, go to Iron Man, add character, and all the info will be there. And then you'll lose.
Notice that Roguester just said,
I saw that.
This is not a team challenge because my fair dinkle mate Azzy and I would wipe you guys out. If there is ever a team challenge, those two are not allowed to get together at all.
You don't think that we could beat them?
No, it's just, there is never a team challenge for any of those guys unless it's you and me, Stone. We're the only team. That's allowed. And Rogue Slayer. Oh, we can have a three-man team. Woo! Awesome. Okay, but you guys are not allowed to be in the team.
Okay.
Because I'm just, that just scares me already. I'm
trying to be
awesome.
All okay. Like, anyways, but
yeah. In all right. State of the challenges time. What's been happening?
Okay.
What have we got?
So again, we take our top 10 irons, bloodthirsties, and pacifists over the last week. We run down who's died, leveled, yada. So Cao Quat starts at level 71 for irons. Nimez is at level 72. Asmongold is level 73. I don't think that's actually Asmongold. I think it's somebody else.
I think there's someone pretending, yeah. Either pretending yeah. or something. Yeah,
but that's okay if it gets him credit.
Yeah,
fine.
Suppose so.
So we've got Banani at level 74. Azzy Monk on my report is 78, but I know that he hit level 79. Just before we went yep. live. Dead Jitter died at level 80. Good lord, I would be flipping tables. Fair is at level 86. Sipa is at level 86. Never Broken, level 93. Yes, I'm reading his name the proper way, not the backwards way that he spells it. Because if you read it that way, it's D-Driven Beacon. Bacon. Ah, that's called Bacon. Bacon. Okay, level 93. And Ironster hits level 96. So wow. Bloodthirsties, we've got Frenzia, level 31, Thran, level 34, Soul Nova, level 39, Bloody Stevo, level 45, Xayah Blood, level 59, Bloody Katang, level 62, and D-Dreven Blood, I guess that's Never Dies Blood character, 85.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Awesome.
Thule, oh man. For pacifists... Saranella hits level 41. Silent Herber, because it's herbing, right? It's not herbing, it's herbing. Is level 42. Urkishirk.
I love that name.
Is level 42. Irel is level 48. Bowie is level 49. Flower Child is 43. Patchouli 4, I don't care. It's Patchouli 4, hits level 68. At least that's what it looks like to me. Hatoa hits level 69. Yes, I'm 12 years old. Bloodless hits level 94, and Tani hits level 94.
Wow, 94s.
Yeah, 94. Wow. So, okay, this is the danger
news,
area.
Breaking news. Rogue Sir just dinged 97 right
that's,
now.
What? So, closer.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Very close. Very close. Good on you, sir. That's awesome. 94 on the pacifist, so that's now the highest.
Well, that's the area that you need to be very careful, because that's where people have been getting flagged, right, for kills.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how far they can get.
Yeah.
So
hopefully all the way. We really want them to do it. So
I like it when people go all everyone. The way.
Yeah. You've been 12 again.
I'm 39. Turning what? 12. Okay, I'm 39. Yeah. I'm 39 years old. However, I'm upstairs. I laugh at fart jokes. That's I've got two boys, so it's just like they laugh at all my jokes, man.
Yeah. Wait for that one. Yep. Congratulations everyone on leveling, and commiserations to everyone we lost this week. But great job, everybody. So that's fantastic. Now, we've got an iron spotlight that Rogue Slayer and I are going to read through the answers to our questions that we sent to Iron Revenge. Hit level, what was it, level 100 a couple weeks ago on Monk?
On a Monk, yep.
On a month. Yes. Okay. So, and because we can't always get everyone onto the show to have a chat, Stone sent Iron Revenge some questions, and we are going to read them out. So this is our little Iron Spotlight for Iron Revenge. So the first question is, tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the characters. And they say, I'm a freshly graduated economics student with a deep love for Warcraft and its lore. Dwarves are clearly the master race of the Warcraft universe, and I took it upon myself to get a dwarf onto the victory podium for WoW challenges. I raid heal Mythic with my guild Sundered on Khadgar server during the week. Wow. Okay.
Rogue All right. Star. And how long have you been playing WoW? And how long have you been participating in WoW challenges? And they say, I have been playing WoW since vanilla. And once I heard about the Iron Man challenge from our main tank back in January, I had to give it a try myself. January of this year? Oh my. What? I've been really? Doing this for years! And I just... Well done.
Okay. Yes. All right. So tell us about your leveling experience with your new level 100 iron. And they say, the leveling was awesome. I had a fairly large amount of free time on my hands while I continue job hunting. So I could afford to spend a few hours every day hopping on and doing dailies, grinding and exploring for experience. Turns out, ninth time is the charm. And Iron Revenge made it all the way.
Okay. Your level 90 to 100 time was an extremely quick 10 days. How were you able to achieve this without flying in Draenor or using the potion of accelerated learning? The secret to fast leveling in Draenor is called the Night Marsh. It's a grinder's paradise, easy mobs with a small aggro radius and high experience per kill. I was so excited to have finally reached Draenor that I spent many hours every day grinding the living hell out of that poor swamp. I felt so satisfied afterwards that I decided to start up a bloodthirsty character. I'm up to level 56 as of April 27th, and that's only about a week into that character. I also cleared out a great deal of quests, gathered all the treasures I could reach, and did all of the bonus objectives. Touch of Death helped a lot on some of the rougher objectives.
Wow. Awesome. Okay, so why did you choose the class and race you did? And they say, dwarves are the master race. Monk was nice because I could do the class daily for half to a full bar of XP every day with no risk. While worthless at the lower levels, it was a godsend at high levels and easily was a quarter of a level by itself over the course of Draenor.
What has been the most challenging for you with leveling an iron? The most challenging part of Iron Man Challenge for me is keeping my greed in check. I go into autopilot while I'm questing, and sometimes I forget that I'm a squishy little iron tune and end up pulling three guys at once. Despite my clever use of such skills as running away screaming and feign death, I survived a great deal of these encounters. Still, I lost a lot of irons to get to the top.
Awesome. What zones did you level through? Did you have a specific path in mind to follow for leveling? And they said, I leveled through the Eastern Kingdom's Dwarven leveling track, as they are the master race, and all glory that cometh from them was a blessing to my Iron Men. Dunmorrow, Lochmoden, into Wetlands, Arathi, Hinterlands, Western Plaguelands, Eastern Plaguelands, Badlands, Searing Gorge, Burning Steps, Swamp of Sorrows, Blasted Lands, Hellfire Peninsula at 60, Zanger Marsh, Terrakar Forest, Nagrand, Blade's Edge, like 25 quests there, Borean Tundra at 70, Howling Fjord, Dragonblight, Grizzly Hills, Zoldrak, Sholazar, Ice Crown at 80, then into Mount Hyjal, Deepholme and Tolbarad dailies at 85, Oldham and Molten Front dailies at 87, Twilight Highlands at 89, Jade Forest at 90, Valley of the Four Winds 91, Daily Hobbs in Pandaria until 93, Dreadwastes and more dailies at 95, Tanan entry quest at 95. Setup garrison, Shadow Moon Valley, 95.75 to 100. Wow. What wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, yawn first. Okay. What zone did you find was the most unfriendly to a WoW Challenge tune? There were a lot of zones that I particularly didn't enjoy leveling through as an iron character. Hellfire Peninsula reigns as by far the most atrocious and brutal of all zones in Warcraft. Half of my Iron Man tunes died in Hellfire Peninsula. That place is evil beyond imagining. Demons with high health and damage everywhere, cliffs to fall off, burrowing creatures, roaming fell reavers. It's awful.
Okay, what has been your fondest memory with leveling this tune besides hitting 100? My fondest memory when leveling Iron Revenge would have to be when I hit 80, because I was just barely ahead of Asmongold, and having watched his stream regularly, I felt an enormous amount of accomplishment and closeness to the other members of the challenge community, as though I was finally one of them and worthy of respect, a respectable advice on the challenge and zones. RIP Asmongold 2 and his faithful companion, MF Jones. That's when he died at, what was it, 84? 84. Was that 84, 85?
All right, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a WoW Challenge tune for the first time, and any extra tips or tricks? To someone starting the challenge for the first time, I'd absolutely recommend trying it on a Hunter first, as they give a lot of help in overcoming the early obstacles of the challenge. Go slowly, take your time, and don't do any quests you don't remember doing before. I almost lost Iron Revenge to a quest in Twilight Highlands where I had to fly around in a griffin. Totally avoidable, and the reward was not worth almost dying. When in doubt, grind it out. Nice.
That's good. How can folks contact you? And they said, people can get a hold of me by sending an in-game mail to Katang on Khadgar or to Iron Revenge on Khadgar. I will check both mailboxes regularly, and I am always happy to help out fellow Warcraft players. Wow, that's awesome. Thank you very much, Iron Revenge, for doing the little Iron Spotlight for us. We really appreciate it. And I think there's a lot of really good advice in that as well, which is awesome. And I think he likes dwarves.
I
just get this feeling.
There's an affinity.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, now time for chit chat. So this is where you can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, and warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, and all that kind of thing. So, Rogue Slayer, can you take the first one, please?
I can, and this is email from Luke. Hi, I started your Iron Maiden challenge today, and I was wondering if you could add Oceanic to your list, as you only have North America and EU available.
So I responded that Oceanic is actually part of US. I've had this question before, and for some reason, I remember, because they did a typo. So they're saying, it doesn't work. And they typed in their character name. No, they typed in their realm name wrong. So, but basically, if you are on a Oceanic server, you can just pick US. Because that's where it falls under.
Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent. Alrighty. Stone. Number two.
Yeah. Okay. Number two. Are you saying that I'm number two? Because I'm going to tell you that I'm going to be number one.
Sure. Whatever.
Now, because this is a clean show, I can't show you how I'll be number one. But... No, I've got three fingers.
Ah.
Right?
Okay. And it's one of those.
It's one of these ones. Not number two.
Bring it. Bring it, buddy. You just wait, princess. I'm going to wipe your floor with your blood.
Yeah, we'll see.
Clearly, this isn't a pacifist challenge.
So, Lita, between you and I, just between us, did you want to pick the same class?
I've already picked mine. I've rolled mine. I'm not telling you what I've rolled yet. I've done it. Ching. I've been on. I've made my character, and she's right there. I've not logged into her.
Because we're just, you know, I was because good, but I've made her. I don't want to hear any crying when I win and being like, yeah, but you picked a warlock. Oh, you picked a warlock. No, so I don't want to hear you cry when I pick like a monk or something and level up really quick, and you're gonna be like, "It's not the same because it's not the same." I've already made mine.
No, I decided if Hunter's winning it, that's all fine. I've already made her. She's right. I'm not telling you. You have to wait and see till I get to level 10 and I register her. I'm not telling you.
All right.
Okay, number two.
Number two, there's a forum post from MD0872. I'm guessing he was born August 1972. While it is against the rules to actually pet battle, your alts can go around doing the pet battle dailies, but not turn them in. Then your Iron Man can run around turning them in. Some pet battle daily quests that can be turned in from any locations are, there's five of them. I'm not going to say which ones. For all others, you must run around turning the quest in. Dailies are not against the rules, and all you're doing is turning in the quest. So I responded twice. The first time was saying, you're still pet battling. It doesn't matter if it's not on your iron or not. You're still pet battling to advance your iron. So, no.
That's right.
It's against the rules. Number two.
But the other thing is you're not doing it on your iron. So
exactly. That's the second one I said. You're getting outside help. Doesn't matter if it's your own characters. You can't send gold to yourself. You can't complete you can't finish quests and then complete them on an iron. That's the same thing. It's cheating.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, I would never even consider that, as much as I would love to go and do a pet battle and do some of those on, you know, the irons or the bloodthirsties or whichever.
Yeah.
It's just like, I can't because...
That's a no-no.
It's not part of what it is. So,
it is. I will say that if you were to level up like that and to complete the challenge using that, I would throw it out there to say you never completed the challenge using the spirit of the challenge. You found a way around it and are looking for holes in our rules where we just want you to challenge yourself and have fun and try to level up a certain way. And it's not meant to be, you never said that, you know, in Article A, and I know Rogue Slayer, you're good at this stuff. You know, we're not about that. And if we were, Rogue Slayer, I would hire you to flesh out the rules to be exactly where heard it and all this and that. We've tried to go as far as we can to make sure people know. While I don't think we really specifically address this, I think I'll put this up in the FAQ. But this would absolutely not be allowed.
Yeah, I mean, it's pet battling, and pet battling isn't allowed.
Yeah.
And like you said, getting help. So.
Yeah.
I think this one is already really covered.
Yeah. But good idea. I mean, if you need to put it in the FAQ just as a backup, then do it. That's cool.
Yep.
Okay, so number three was from Joseph from Facebook. And he writes, I didn't realize there were so many rules to the challenge. For instance, not getting any professions. Why are those not allowed? I already picked up and leveled fishing to 51, and it won't let me drop it. Do I have to start over?
Yep.
No, they can't.
So they never can mind. Keep going. They are only yellow flagged. So they can keep on hoping if they want. If they want to level up as getting the yellow flag, that's up to you.
Yep.
But as to why profs are not allowed, I think it was because back in the day when the challenge was first created, professions granted combat buffs. Like if you had skinning, you had a plus to critical hit or something like that. And so if you were a rogue, you always wanted to get, you always wanted to have skinning and something else because, you know, it really helps you as a
rogue.
Well,
you could make the armor stuff as a leather worker. You could make your, you know, your braces stuff.
But,
I'm just trying to remember if there was actually a buff for it. I didn't think there was.
But. I think part of the reason also was just from way back when was just that professions aren't really part of being iron, being, you know, roughing it and getting out there. It's getting stuff some other way, except for pacifists, because, gosh, they really need it.
Yeah.
They really, really need it.
Except for Thule, how many is he leveling without professions?
Like three without professions?
Or four? I thought it was three
or four. Thule? Yeah, maybe
is
four.
Is he still in the chat room? How many
it's like 130
pacifists?
There, so.
I'm sure it was like four. I think he's still there.
I think Thule could probably do a naked pacifist.
I think he might be sleeping.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All righty.
Okay, next one.
So the next one is Dwana from Facebook. I love the concept of the Iron Man challenge, but there are so many challenges out of your hands in this play. I have died due to a hunter misdirecting to me, and an in-game quest, the parachute didn't open, and now it's the game server disconnecting. How do you overcome those types of difficulties? Well, Dwana, I can tell you, I faced every single one of those difficulties. And I said, oh, bother. Deleted my tune and moved on.
Start again.
Yep. Yeah. You just, it's part, just for me, that's part of the challenge is learning the things you have to be careful and watch out for and don't do this one and don't do that one.
Yeah.
And some stuff is beyond your control. I mean, you when you disconnect, that's life. It's just what happens, you know? You have no control over that, the same as real life. You've got no control over some stuff that happens. You've just got to roll with what you're given. So
just this week, I lost a tune out on Blood Mist because the same thing. I was out there doing dandy, fighting these blood elves or something, and you know, one at a time, and some of the tune came flying by with all these mobs on their tail, and they left them all to kill me.
Oh.
Oh, bother.
Oh, that's nice.
I want to know, though, about the... How... Can a hunter misdirect onto someone else if they're not in their party?
No.
Is that...
No.
I think it's probably more of a case of they just kited them and dropped them off.
Yeah. Okay, that's the only thing I was thinking. Maybe a kiting kind of thing. Okay, well, yeah, it's just you just got to roll. You know, between Rogue Slayer and Azzy as being themselves up when they die, pick themselves up and just go back at it. You two are the two that just every time I die, I just think of, you know, you both going, nope, just, you know, strip them down, get rid of everything, delete them, make another one, and keep going. So, you know,
But remember what happened.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, as he's in our chat room, right? It. And I was going to say he would be a good person to speak to as well. We've got rogues, sir. You've lost so many by things that you have no control over. And you're like, yeah. And Azzy has too. There's quite a few people that have dealt with that, and you just
Azzy loses 86 or something to something disconnect or something.
No,
happened.
His 86 he lost because he got a phone call about a job offer. I mean,
was something that he had a disconnect and he came back dead. I'm sure it was him.
I lost one in Arathi Highlands. I was by the Forsaken Courier, and I had just killed the Forsaken Courier. I got disconnected. I came back. The Forsaken Courier had respawned and killed me.
Yeah, it respawns quick. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not surprised about that.
Until he says eight.
Yeah, eight pacifists without... Eight pacifists without doing professions.
Without professions.
Yeah.
Oh, I would go insane.
Yeah. I know. He's amazing.
Masochist. No,
that's amazing.
Masochist.
All right.
He's just in it for the pain.
Yeah.
Because I'm at level 9. I just can't even on a scale of 1 to even. I can't. and that joke is actually not mine. It's a friend of mine, Moot. He's a really nice guy, but he always says that whenever I'm drinking during raid, and he says that joke, I'm finished, man. I just start laughing. I can't read anymore. I don't know what's going on. So.
As he says that, he logged out okay and then logged back in and was dead. Mob must have been there when I was coming
back in.
So that killed him. But chat room stuff. I was just having a look, and I know Fair Stella said that the Eastern Plagueland mobs have a much higher health than comparable levels with other zones. So that was from earlier when we were talking about the Eastern Plaguelands and your death to
Ixlar, the Underlord.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, so that's interesting. And Tuli had said about your, with your purpose.
You're cutting out? Did she cut out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've gone. Am I back?
Oh, yeah, you're back. Yes. There we go.
Hello!
Hello.
Oh, for some reason, decided to stop, which was weird.
So,
Tuli with a pacifist.
Yes, so Tuli had said you can always look at the different cities to see what daily cooking and fishing quests are available. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, just jump around and see which ones are there.
Yeah, I had to take one pacifist. She didn't want to go make haggis for the guards in Iron Forge. So she went somewhere else and gathered, I don't know, mushrooms or something. I don't remember.
Nice. And
She did run the cask up from Karanos yesterday.
Oh, well, that's a good one.
Yeah, it was awesome.
No, Azzy, I was not leveling up my contest tune. I just had to go. How rude. All right, that's awesome. Okay, well, I think we're just about done. Stone, let's wrap it up.
Okay, our next show is Saturday, May the 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday, May the 15th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, Lita Time. And it also happens to be 1 a.m. Central European time. We will be joined by a Iron veteran. Xaya will be here. He's been around for a while. He's a fellow Canadian. You know, you can make fun of all of our accents and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, but he's a good guy. It's going to be interesting. So, Rogue Slayer, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yes. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Sure. You can find me, Rogue Slayer, on Twitter at RogueSlayer1, which is the number one, and on Tumblr, RogueSlayer1.tumblr.com, and that is the Impenitent Geek blog.
Excellent. All right. And I'll have those links up on the website. If you want to check those out. Now, for us, you can find us. The WoW Challengers website is at wowchallengers.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallengers.com. And we are on Facebook, facebook.com/wowchallengers, as well as on YouTube, where Stone will put up all the videos, which is youtube.com/wowchallengers1. That is the number one. And remember to come catch us live at twitch.tv/wowchallengers.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter at wowchallenges, as well as a podcast called Adventures in Azeroth. Something like that, right, Lita?
Something like that.
Okay.
Adventures in Azeroth. Of course it is.
And episode 2 should be coming out soon.
I listened to episode 1 and it was fabulous, as everything you guys do is.
Oh, thank you very much. Episode 2 will be very shortly. We may have had a technically hiccup just slightly. But anyway, it should be out later today. And where else can we find you?
Oh, and the Richter scale. So we're going to be starting back up. Our first show will be Sunday, May the 15th. She's laughing at me. Laughing at my flubs. All right.
And you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Lita Wow. That's LEETAWOW. And if you want to listen to more of me, I do a show called Behind the Avatar, as well as Adventures in Azeroth with Stone and Geektopia with Ben and Steve. And that's it. Big thank you to Mark Conan, as always, for our intro, because we love it. And if you want to find Mark Conan, check out at Mark Conan WoW on Twitter, as well as Try and Think Tank, where he is a co-host with Jules. And that's it. I think that's a show.
It is. It was quite a good show too. So that I think was... I think this is how I'm gonna talk from now on. This is gonna be my All right, Lita.
You keep telling me that, and I keep saying no. I keep saying
What if I do it for? Oh, all right. all right, that's it. Thanks for listening, and
thanks, chat room.
And thanks for watching. Thank you, everyone, for stopping by. I'm gonna stop talking like that now, and because it's actually becoming it's becoming a thing. So, okay, so I'll see you all next time, and hopefully the outro will actually play entirely. We'll see.
We'll see. Bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is involved.